Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in your head? Ruminating on past mistakes, stressing about the future? Trust me, I get it. We all do it. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving deep into the power of being present, of letting go of regrets, and truly embracing this moment right here, right now. Because let's face it, dwelling on what was or worrying about what could be steals precious time from the only thing we truly have, this present moment. So, grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and get ready to unlock some serious inner peace. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you ditch those regrets and step fully into the now. First things first. Recognize that dwelling on the past is like trying to catch smoke. It's impossible. Those moments have already passed, and while they shaped who we are today, we can't change them. Instead of beating ourselves up over past choices, let's focus our energy on learning from them. What lessons did we glean? How can we use those insights to make wiser decisions moving forward? Remember, every experience, even the tough ones, holds valuable wisdom if we're open to it. Next up, stop catastrophizing about the future. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, worrying about potential problems that haven't even happened yet is like running a marathon before the starting gun goes off. It drains our energy and steals our joy. Instead of getting caught in a spiral of what-ifs, practice mindfulness. Focus on what you can control right now, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. Take things one step at a time, and remember, life is full of surprises, both good and bad. We can't project everything, but we can choose how we respond to it. Number 3. Practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have is a game changer. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine laugh with a friend. These small joys add up and create a sense of contentment that's hard to beat. Now, here's one that hits close to home for me. Don't be afraid to let go. Whether it's a past relationship, a toxic friendship, or even an outdated belief system, sometimes holding on to things just weighs us down. It's okay to release what no longer serves us and make space for new possibilities. Think of it like decluttering your home, getting rid of the unnecessary allows room for the good stuff to shine through. And finally, remember that you are worthy of happiness and fulfillment right here, right now. You don't have to wait for some magical future moment or achieve a certain milestone to feel joy. Embrace this present moment with all its imperfections, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be constantly stuck in her head, replaying past mistakes and worrying about future uncertainties. It was like she was living on autopilot, missing out on all the beauty around her. Then one day, she took a chance and signed up for a pottery class. She started focusing on the feeling of the clay beneath her fingers, the rhythm of the wheel spinning, and the satisfaction of creating something tangible with her own hands. It was like a switch flipped. She began to appreciate the present moment, finding joy in the simple act of creation. Sarah's story reminds us that sometimes all it takes is a shift in focus, a new hobby, a mindful activity, a change in perspective to unlock a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment right here, right now. So, what's one thing you can do today to embrace the present moment? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, savoring your morning coffee, or simply noticing the colors of the sky. Start small, be consistent, and watch as those little moments add up to a more joyful, fulfilling life. Remember, friends, you've got this. You are capable of letting go of regrets and stepping fully into the present moment. Keep striving for that stoic state of mind, resilience, discipline, and inner peace one day at a time. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.